Hi everyone. I hope you're having a great build experience so far. Thanks for joining our session today. My name is Marlon Evans, and I'm a member of the Commercial Marketplace team within the Cloud and Artificial Intelligence group at Microsoft. I'm here with two of my colleagues, Patrick Butler Monterde, who will actually be presenting to you as well, and Brian Levinson, who will be moderating some of the Q&A towards the latter half of our time together. Today, we're going to talk to you about innovating your product strategy with SaaS and Azure Marketplace. So before we jump in, just want to give you a brief overview of how we're going to spend the 30 minutes together today. I'm going to start off by doing a quick demonstration of how you can quickly deploy SaaS applications and other developer tools from Azure Marketplace within the Azure portal. After I show you that finished experience of what it's like to deploy a SaaS application, I'm going to hand it off to Patrick, who's going to talk to you about how to build it, leveraging our new SaaS software developer kit. And then I hope that we can spend about half of the time going through your questions, answering those questions, as well as sharing some resources that you'll be able to use to build your own SaaS application and get it into the marketplace. So, like I said, we're going to start off with a demonstration. But before I jump into that demo, for those of you that aren't familiar, Azure Marketplace is a great resource. With a catalog of a lot of different resources that you can use to develop and enhance your own applications. So developer tools, things that like cognitive services and machine learning that you can actually use to enhance your own development of your own products and services. And so what we're going to do now is we're going to jump right into the demonstration. And what I'm going to do for the demonstration is I'm just going to hop into the Azure portal. And when I hop into the Azure portal, you can see here that I'm on my home page. And as I'm on my home page, anytime I want to create a new resource or access the Azure Marketplace through the Azure portal, I just click that Create a Resource button that a lot of you are probably familiar with. And you can see here now I'm on the kind of landing page within the Azure portal for Azure Marketplace. Today, let's say that I'm looking for a continuous integration and continuous deployment software that I want to use in my own development cycle. If I search CI/CD and enter those terms, I'm actually taken to a page within the Azure portal that shows all of the results being pulled from the Azure Marketplace for the different results that meet that search term. As I mentioned earlier, you can also use the Azure Marketplace to find other developer tools. And the way that you can actually search and discover those different solutions is actually by using this left navigation here. You can see the different categories of applications. So in the instance that I am looking for cognitive services or machine learning, I can click AI and machine learning, and I'll be able to browse all of the different applications that I can quickly deploy in minutes from this experience in the Azure portal. But what I also want to point out here is that, along the top bar, I can also filter the results. And so this is really nifty if I want to filter by pricing model. So maybe I only want to see things that are free. I want to trial some solutions that I might want to use at my organization, or I can select pay as you go. I can also filter based off of the operating system. And so I can look at, things that are built for Windows as well as Linux. And you'll notice when you see the Linux there, there are the different operating system providers that we have here in the marketplace. And then finally, I can filter based off of publisher. So I can either see products and services, solutions that are built by Microsoft, or I can see those solutions that are built by our partners, people like you. And so today, let's just say I've done my research and I know that I want the Codefresh CI/CD software. I'm going to go ahead and click that tab. And when I click the tab, I get to an offer overview page. And here you can see I can get a lot of really quick information about this product. I get a description from the publisher. I also get some useful links like documentation and how to sign up for the service. And I can even look at some screenshots of what it would actually look like to use this application once I purchase. Also want to point out at the top, I can quickly get to plans and pricing. For this particular CodeFresh application, there are two different plans. I have a basic and I have a pro. And then you also see the associated price there with each one of those plans. And so again, let's just say that I've already done my research and I know that I want the basic version of this application. When I click create, I'll be taken to a page where I start to fill in information about this subscription. And so I need to name the subscription. I'm gonna name it Build Demo for today. I need to select an Azure subscription that I wanna associate this SaaS application with. And this is really important because for some of you, you might know that you can have several, you can have access to several Azure subscriptions within a single Azure login. And so I wanna make sure that I'm tying this SaaS subscription, the CodeFresh CI/CD SaaS subscription, to the right Azure account. And then I select the billing term and I tell them the number of users that I wanna provision this subscription for. Now, once I click subscribe, what's actually happening is that our system is talking to the CodeFresh system and we're creating a billing item tied to this Azure subscription that will be used to pay for the SaaS subscription as well as be used to create the profile for the access to that SaaS subscription. And so that can take a couple minutes. You can see it working up here. But once that's completed, I would click that notification. And what I've done today, just since we have a limited amount of time together, is I've already created that SaaS subscription here in the Azure portal. And you'll notice here that I have a call to action that I still need to complete the subscription sign up by configuring my account. And that billing will only start after I configure that account. And so we wanna spend a little bit of time explaining this. Like all SaaS applications, the CodeFresh CI/CD is actually gonna be accessed through the publisher's web property. So I'm gonna have to go to the CodeFresh website to finish signing up for the subscription and to actually log in to start using the SaaS application. And so when I click that button there at the top of the page, you can see that I'm actually taken to the CodeFresh website. And like I said, at this point, I would be able to sign in using my personal information that I used to create the CodeFresh account or create that account here. And so once I log in, I would be able to use that SaaS application. And essentially, that's it for the demo. And now that you've seen the finished solution, what I'm gonna do is hand it off to Patrick, who's gonna talk to you a little bit more about how to build that leveraging the SDK.
Well, thanks, Marlene, for this awesome application and demonstration. So what we're going to do is show you what happens behind the scenes from a publisher perspective. What are the things you need to do? So first, we're going to review the process that Marlene went through and how does a customer purchase a solution, and then we'll show you into what are the requirements that we need for that. So the first step that we did was, having the customer go into the Azure Management Portal to purchase that solution. You also have the ability to go directly to the Azure Marketplace and purchase the solution from there. So if you want to think about it, it's two different interfaces for you to purchase that solution. What is important, though, is like both of them will be Azure AD authenticated. So what that allows you to do from a publisher perspective or a developer perspective is you have the assurance that that user already is going to be on an SSO session or single sign-on session for you. That means that when the customer is redirected to your site to finish that registration process, you should be able to get all the information regarding that customer. So name, last name, email address, phone number, et cetera. On the next slide, what we're going to see is like, after that customer gets redirected to the Azure Management Portal, and as Marlene was saying, the customer will register that subscription. Okay, this is important because as he mentioned, this is how we tie the billing mechanism, the billing, what is the Azure subscriptions are going to be used to pay for the service. Okay, after that, the customer was sent to a landing page, and this is the landing page where the publisher will register that customer, make sure that that customer is a valid customer that comes from Marketplace, and then initiate the transaction with the Azure Marketplace e-commerce engine to basically create that billing linkage between the subscription, the service, and then the plan that the customer wanted to purchase. After that's done, normally what happens is that the customer gets redirected to the partner SaaS application, and then they can start using the service. Now, on this next slide here, what we see is like from a partner perspective or a developer perspective, the first place that you need to start with if you want to create a SaaS offer is the Partner Center. The Partner Center would allow you to add that offer information to create the specific plans and SKUs in how you want to monetize your solution, and also provide the technical information that we're going to need to basically validate the send you that customer for you to perform the registration and to validate that communication between you and the e-commerce engine. So on the next slide, what you'll see is a little bit more detail on all the different sections that we have on Partner Center. It goes from the setup, the properties. Like you remember on Merlin's demonstration, he was showing that you have the ability to set up a description. You can set up images, links, contact info, supporting docs, all the marketing materials that are necessary for you to be successful, right? But in here, I really want to focus on the technical configuration piece. Okay, so this is where we have the landing URL, connection webhook, and then we have some level of AD information. So let's go deeper into this on the next slide. If you see, this is a page, a configuration, technical configuration page that you will see inside Partner Center. And then you see there's like four fields, right? So the first one, the landing page URL, is the page that you are choosing for the customer to be redirected to. Okay. The second part is a connection webhook. That is basically an endpoint that you will make available so we can send you communications regarding all the subscriptions and all the events that may happen as the life cycle of a request for a service happens. And then the last part, the Azure AD tenant and application AD tenant information, this is only really needed for us to authenticate the communication between you as a publisher and the e-commerce engine. So just to summarize what I just explained, let's go to the next slide and then it will give us a better view of what it is. So from a technical perspective, this is kind of the configuration that you need to have. Think about it, landing page where to redirect the customer again. You need to have Azure AD registration to properly authenticate with the e-commerce engine. And then the last part, it will be like if you want to fully communicate with that API, you will need to create basically a client library that would allow you to implement all the calls with the API, and then that webhook that basically gets the communications back from the e-commerce engine. So to summarize all that, a way to think about it, like when you create a SaaS offer, you're going to need basically two main artifacts, right? You need to have a place where you can register, where you're going to be able to register the customer. You're going to need to have a place where you can assign plans so the customer has the ability to register for your service and activate that service. Then you will have operations regarding in how do you activate the billing, operations regarding plan management. Like if you want to upgrade a customer or downgrade a customer from a specific plan, you can also do that. And also all the operations regarding the life cycle of the offer itself. So this will be, let's say you want to suspend a customer or you're canceling a service. So basically the top two ones is going to be managed by a web app, if you want to think it that way. And then the rest of the sections will be managed by API calls. Now, on the bottom of this slide, I put a couple links for you. So one has to do with the fulfillment API, and then it's also the Meter API. As part of the SaaS offer, we have a very, very extensive payment models. You can do per seat, per year. You can do also per month. And also we have a meter-based approach, so transaction-based approach. So all that is documented. We have great documentation in Azure Docs. We'll have the links on the end slide. if we go to the next slide, what you'll see to make your life easier, what we build is as a community, open source community project that would allow you to have the core components really that you're going to need to develop that solution that you're going to need to properly interact with your customers. So at the top level, what we build is a billing API client library that would allow you, that basically implements all the calls necessary to talk to the e-commerce engine API. This is built on .NET Core. And also we have a webhook implementation that will allow you to receive all the communications from that e-commerce engine. The last two parts that we have, so we have two web solutions. One is a web solutions that would allow you to provision the customer. As you saw with the experience that Marilyn was showing, the customer gets redirected and then registered on the solution from that CI/CD solution that they were purchasing. So that experience of getting that customer, registering that customer, make sure that that customer is valid, that it came actually from Marketplace and not somewhere else, and then activating that customer for the specific plan that they wanted to purchase, that's included as part of that solution. We also added the ability for you to have a certain level of plan management. So this is when you can have the customer upgrade or downgrade from a plan. So that experience is there. And the last part that we added was from a publisher perspective, what does it mean for you, and how do you actually send notifications back to the e-commerce engine, especially where you're doing transaction-based billing, like you're sending meters, right? So how you take those meters and then you send those meters every hour, every day, or every month, depending what your billing model is. To wrap everything up, we have a client library access database that would allow us to basically give you the ability to persist all the transactions that we talk about, and also some level of auditing. Okay. And with that, I think we're ready to open up for Q&A. Ryan?
Great. Thank you, Patrick and Marlon. We also have our colleagues, Bruce and Julio, active answering questions in the Q&A panel, so please keep those coming. This first question is for you, Patrick. If I wanted to test the APIs for some of that integration, are there test APIs that I could use?
We actually, our recommendation, we have a mock API, but our recommendation is for you to do it on your subscription. So go to Partner Center, create an offer there. Mark that offer. When you create that offer, you will be able to create plans. So basically SKUs, right? How you're going to build a customer. Create a SKU or a plan that is private. So what that allows you to do is to really test the live environment that we have. But because the SKU is private or the plan is private, you're the only one who's going to be able to test that, right? You enable yourself to test that. And that's, in our opinion and in our experience with our partners, like the best way for you to test it, because you're actually testing on a live environment and the offer that you're doing is going to be hidden because the plan are going to be private. So you're safe. There's not going to be no problem having, you know, the people finding this offer on Marketplace or the Azure Management Portal.
That sounds really cool. Marlon, can you elaborate on some of the use cases of private plans and where a private plan for a SaaS application may be relevant with customers?
Yes. And so, you know, a lot of times, you know, when we have publishers, you know, and they're working with their customers, you know, a customer might want a, you know, kind of a customized deployment or a customized subscription to a particular application. Doesn't just apply to SaaS in terms of private offers, can be made available for a lot of different offer types. But in the case of SaaS, you know, say a customer, you know, wants some sort of customized configuration, customized terms and conditions that go with, you know, the use of the SaaS application, or, you know, maybe they want some sort of customized access to the SaaS application. They can use the private offer functionality to actually make that kind of customized scenario only available to an individual customer through, you know, tying that to their Azure tenant. And so in that process that I showed and that Patrick actually walked through step by step, you know, instead of this kind of being surfaced on the public marketplace or in the Azure portal, They would basically use the customer's Azure tenant ID to basically enable that customized SaaS application.
Great. Right. You did mention something that I think is important to emphasize, which is that customer does need to have an active Azure subscription, because the private plan is published directly to that customer as defined by their Azure tenant or Azure subscription. Patrick, this next question is for you. I know this session is about software as a service and these web app mm-hmm. offers. I've also heard of managed apps. Can you compare and contrast these two different delivery models?
Sure, absolutely. Great question. So the main difference is going to be where the solution is going to be deployed. That's step number one. So on a managed app, the solution is going to be deployed into the Azure subscription on the customer side. Normally on the SaaS apps, is the publisher or the partner who is incurring on the cost for that for the consumption of the Azure resources. So that's the main one. The second part is the deployment model is a little bit different, because the way that managed apps get deployed is via a solution template, an ARM solution template, right? Which is the way that we do in Azure for deploying infrastructure. Now, the difference you're going to see between a solution template offer, it's part of Azure Apps solution template and Azure Apps managed apps. That's what you're going to find in the documentation, and there's the same way inside Partner Center. The main difference is the managed app is managed by the publisher. So the publisher has all the right on that solution, even though that solution gets deployed into the customer subscription. So from a customer perspective, they can see the resources that are deployed into that resource group, but they will not be able to access them or to manage them. So that management part is basically on the publisher side or a third party that they want to assign for that management. Great question.
Awesome. And I would also add that there's a third offer type that sometimes gets related: software as a service being deployed within your or the ISV's Azure environment, managed applications deployed into the customer's Azure environment, and then managed services, which is really that professional service delivery of management, which would be within the customer's Azure subscription or Azure tenant as well. If I'm a developer, but my customers may not use Azure Active Directory, can they purchase my solution without using Azure AD, Patrick?
Absolutely. That's a great question, too. We get a lot of questions regarding that. So just to clarify, the Azure AD integration is only necessary for the one receiving that customer, so we can probably authenticate him, and then for the communication with the billing API. So basically, your solution does not need to be integrated with Azure AD. It's just those two components that are required, so we can probably secure communications between billing API and your solution, and also getting that customer into your registration page, the landing URL that we talk about on the demo, that is required.
Awesome. And Marlon, what are the billing models that are supported for software as a service? If I, as a developer, have built a SaaS application and I want to sell it through Microsoft's commercial marketplace, what are the dimensions or ways in which I can monetize that?
Yes. And so, you can create a flat price for the software subscription. You can price based off of seats of access. And then, as Patrick mentioned, and there was a link to this documentation in the slide, you can also use the kind of metering functionality to create a custom metric whereby through usage of that application and by meeting certain metrics, you would charge the customer a certain amount. So, for instance, say you've created a SaaS application that monitors incoming emails. Well, you might be able to, you certainly would be able to use the metering API to charge per email. That would be a customized metric. And you can also mix and match those different billing capabilities. So you could have a flat fee for access to the application, and then you could add a metered charge for any usage that you actually want to bill for above and beyond that flat fee.
Awesome. And with Microsoft's commercial marketplace, it is possible to sell these offerings into 141 different countries. Of those, about 50 to 60 have managed taxes on your behalf, where Microsoft will actually remit those taxes. And so selling through Microsoft's commercial marketplace really actually makes it quite easy to go to market globally with these solutions that you may have developed through our web stores, Azure Marketplace and Microsoft AppSource, through the Cloud Solution Provider Program, the network of 70,000 plus resellers, as well as co-sell with Microsoft. Patrick, I think I may have cut you off. Did you have something to add there?
Yeah, no, the only part I wanted to add, I think, is the model is especially meter model is very flexible, has been very popular. The reasoning is because, as you mentioned, you have that ability of doing fully variable, like big pay as you go, if you want to think it that way. You also have the fixed plus variable, where the customer, you can charge the customer for a fixed price for n number of resources is used, and then apply that variable on top of that, like all the overage over the resources. And then the ability that we have about 18 dimensions, 18 different counters that you can use for your solution. So it's becoming a really popular solutions for customers that want to monetize using meter-based approach.
Awesome. And coming back to the directory and the identity model, for customers who still use legacy Active Directory deployed on-premises without Azure Active Directory enabled, would they be able to subscribe to SaaS offerings via the Azure Marketplace, Patrick?
Yeah, because intrinsically, they will have a tenant as part of the Azure subscription. So in reality, even though that they may have like on-premise AD, most of the customers that have on-premise AD and Azure subscriptions or Azure EAs, basically they will tie those together. And then what that effectively enables them to use it without any problems.
Great. And that you make a really good point, which is that their primary directory may still be Active Directory on-premises, but they do need an Azure subscription in order to make that purchase from the Azure Marketplace. And as part of that Azure subscription, they would have some presence within Azure Active Directory. And also the purchase flow through Azure Marketplace, if accessed through the public website, does prompt you to sign up for a free Azure Active Directory tenant if you don't have one yet.
Yep.
Looking at the questions we have, I have one for you, Marlon, which is that what are the minimum requirements to publish an offering into the commercial marketplace from a kind of a policy perspective? We've talked about the technical requirements, but do I need to be a Microsoft partner, for example?
Yes. To participate in the commercial marketplace, you do have to become a Microsoft partner if you're not already. You can do that, we'll share some links, but with a quick link, aka.ms/joinmarketplace, where you can sign up as a Microsoft partner and get access to Partner Center, which is that ingestion platform that Patrick was talking about at the start of kind of building that application. There is no charge. There is no kind of fee to join the marketplace. And then you do sign an agreement with Microsoft that governs, the relationship between Microsoft and then you as a software vendor, as a publisher. And then, of course, as your offer is transacted through our commerce platform, there is a fee associated, a revenue share associated with sales that do run directly through the commercial marketplace. And that varies by offer type as well as by different classifications of publishers.
Great. Thank you. And let's share a couple of resources. I know there are a few questions that we haven't gotten to. Our team is very active within the Microsoft partner community. And we actually have a forum specific to the commercial marketplace at aka.ms/marketplace-community. We'll be happy to continue answering questions. Would direct you to some of the resources we have on the screen here. Thank you so much for your time. And to get started with the commercial marketplace, to learn more about that publishing process, we do have a Microsoft Learn module, and we would encourage you to check that out. You can find it at microsoft.com/learn or going directly to aka.ms/learnmarketplace. With that, thank you so much for your time, your questions, and your engagement. And we look forward to seeing you in the Microsoft Partner community.